This is MergerCast by Strategy And, a podcast exploring the world of mergers, acquisitions, and restructurings. Strategy And, part of the PwC network.
Welcome to MergerCast. I'm Jane Searle. Today, we're discussing the growth challenge for mature food companies. Many large, well-established food and beverage companies face significant challenges against a backdrop of changing consumer tastes, impatient capital markets, high cost structures, and anemic top-line growth. How do companies best address these issues? Discussing these topics with me are Tom Hansen, a managing director with PwC US, and Abhijit Chekdar, a principal with PwC US. Now, Tom, could you give us an overview of the current growth challenge for large US food companies?
I think the fundamental challenge is that consumer preference has been shifting away from the highly processed, often health challenge categories, which many of these players rely on for both profitability and growth. The industry's responded in many different ways, but the reality is that smaller alternative brands have actually captured many of the growth pockets, often with healthier and more authentic positionings. The second issue is that we've seen significant price sensitivity, and which many of the private label brands have capitalized on. So the industry's been squeezed from two sides, resulting in slow growth, declining profitability, despite years of cost reduction. In fact, when we looked at the performance of seven large challenged U.S. F&B companies, we saw an average growth rate of about 2%, just ahead of inflation, but we saw a gross margin decline of 320 basis points between 2010 and 2015, and we saw an average operating income decline of about 130 basis points. This is performance which obviously is not satisfactory to the stock market.
And Abhijit, we've seen new investors in the sector raise margins by as much as 10 percentage points in 2 to 3 years. What does it take to compete with that value proposition?
I think the value proposition demonstrated by outside investors is primarily focused around significant cost reductions, right, to enhance margins. So to us, what it says is that it's possible, but does just cost rationalization alone drive long-term growth and shareholder value? I think the jury is out on that. Through our analysis, we believe there is an alternate path to achieving significant shareholder value. It's a three-pronged approach which focuses on margin improvement through cost takeouts, portfolio rationalization, and revenue growth. On margin improvements, I think companies must reduce costs sufficiently to offset the gross margin erosion inherent in their core businesses to be able to fund reinvestments. We estimate that to be between 400 to 500 bips. On portfolio, companies need to rationalize their portfolios so they can only retain businesses where their core capabilities create distinct advantage for them. On growth, we think 4 to 6% organic growth is what companies need to create. They can do that through new avenues for step change growth in either their core business or adjacencies by identifying the profit pools available in the market and aligning their strategies with their core capabilities to go after them.
So, Tom, how do you drive growth?
I think there's three parts to that question. First, you got to focus a portfolio where you can truly win. And some players have already started to do this, but you're not going to drive the sort of outside profitable growth that Abhijit is talking about. You really need to invest in the winning horses. You can't do it with a balanced portfolio. It really requires a focus on where you can win. Secondly, you double down and you really capitalize where you have an advantage. For some players, this can mean rolling up a sector, which we've seen a number of players do. More modestly, it can mean being very surgical and doing an M&A in country category combinations where you can concurrently both raise your market share and raise your margin structure. That way you get profitable, accretive M&A growth. And then perhaps most critically, reboot the innovation engines. And this is by far the toughest, and it's where the industry has failed the last couple of years. It takes a getting back to rebooting the innovation engines, getting back to the basics of finding the right insights, driving the right innovation, and executing effectively in the marketplace with new on-target innovations that meet the current consumer value sets.
So that's a tall order. Abhijit, how do you get started?
Clearly, executives in the food and beverage industry are facing challenging times, like you said, with having to deal with structural shifts in the industry, which is affecting their core performance, and capital market pressures where investors are less patient and demanding more compelling shareholder returns. Having said that, there are companies who are constantly ahead of the curve and it may be worth looking at how they sort of manage it. So over and above our three-pronged strategy, I think that we discussed as part of our study, what was clear is that it starts with knowing what the company is best at and what are the core capabilities it best exploits. Further, having a granular understanding of where value is currently concentrated in the company and aligning it with profit pools available in the market today and in the future helps companies devise a coherent strategy around their core capabilities. It is that granularity of understanding the highest value issues and opportunities that we see as a core differentiator between most successful companies, and that's what separates them from others.
That concludes our episode of MergerCast. Thank you to our guests Tom Hansen and Abhijit Shekdar. And thank you for listening to MergerCast by Strategy Ant as we explore the world of mergers, acquisitions and restructures.
This has been MergerCast by Strategy Ant. For more information on Strategy Ant's service offerings in mergers and restructurings, please visit strategyand.pwc.com/mergers. Strategy Ant, part of the PwC network.